Wabigoon Lake, Wabigoon Lake Ojibwe Nation members are receiving their first milestone payment from the federally mandated agency that aims to build an underground nuclear repository upstream from their reserve. The application form for what is dubbed an engagement and education payment, in the amount of $145,000, says to qualify a person must have been a band member between October 14 and November 16, 2024. The latter date was the closing day of a referendum on whether the First Nation should proceed as a potential host to the proposed Deep Geological Repository, or DGR. In that referendum, Wabigoon Lake members gave an overwhelming mandate to continue to the next phase of this project, Chief Clayton Wetilainen told Newswatch last November. He did not disclose the precise results but said the yes vote was greater than the 77% support garnered in a community vote held earlier in Ignis. The township of Ignis is the designated host municipality for the proposed DGR, a deep underground facility for disposal of spent fuel from Canada's nuclear power plants. The Nuclear Waste Management Organization, an industry-funded body mandated by federal law to find long-term solutions for nuclear waste, has host agreements with Ignis and Wabigoon Lake that designate payments to be made by the NWMO as the DGR project proceeds. Ignis Municipality received a $1.5 million payment on August 15, 2024, 1 month and 5 days after its council passed a resolution declaring Ignis a willing host community for the DGR. The terms of Ignis's agreement with the NWMO were publicly disclosed last March, but the First Nations host agreement has never been disclosed. Vince Ponca, regional spokesperson for the nuclear organization, said Tuesday he couldn't speak to the Wabigoon agreement as it is a private agreement between Wabigoon Lake and the NWMO. Chief Wetilainen said Tuesday he is not granting interviews. Other Wabigoon Lake officials did not respond to requests for comment. After a nearly 15-year process, the NWMO selected the Rayvale Lake site south of Highway 17 between Ignis and Wabigoon Lake as the place to construct the multi-billion dollar DGR. The site is in the traditional territory of Wabigoon Lake Ojibwe Nation. The NWMO has projected construction will start in the early 2030s, after clearing regulatory and licensing hurdles, and be completed about 10 years later.